Today's shir in Dirshu Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Kuf Gimel Omud Aleph. We're in the second volume of the Mishnah Brura, and we are finishing up Yemirtz Hashem Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes, which deals with additional halachos of Zibun. In yesterday's shir, we spoke a lot about which people can be included or which people cannot be included to make the three necessary for the Zimun or the 10 that are for the saying of Hashem Vashem in the benching. And the Mechaber had said that a katan who was above a certain age, who was what we call Higia la'onas ha'pa'utos, who has a certain level of understanding, which the Mogen of Ram, as brought down by the Mishnah Berurah, said was about the age of 9 or 10 years old, albeit maybe earlier if the child is very sharp. So he can be included over here, bein l'shlosha, bein l'asara. The Ramah disagrees, and that's the halacha l'maisa. The Ramah says, Hagav, v'yesh omrim de'ein mitzarifin oso klal, ashihei ben shloshas reishana. You cannot include as the third member. Of course, they can say, as we pointed out previously, if there's already a Zimun, they can certainly say the benching of Zimun together with everybody else, and they can certainly even say the Shem of Hashem, as long as they're not the one that makes a 3 and not the one that makes a 10. So there they can say it. But here, the Ramah is telling us that we don't count them as the third person or the 10th person until they are 13 years old. Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Ad Shei Ben Shlosh Sreish Shana, adds, Afilu Mhevi Sa'aros, Kodim Shlosh Sreish Lomahani. Even if the child has physiological maturity, has two pubic hairs before the age of 13, brought down the name of the Magen Avraham and the Prisha and the Bach, this doesn't count towards making the child a God, though. You need to have chronological maturity, and Midaraisa, you need to have both chronological and physiological maturity, both age and the Simonim, the physical signs, characteristics of maturity. As the Ramah continues, and he says, "Da'oz machazekino leg kiodgo shevi shtei saros." Then, midirabanan, we always consider somebody who has 13 years of age to be considered a gadol. This is for dinim dirabanan, and we presume that that person has shtei saros, two pubic hairs. This is brought down in the name of the Rosh. For dinim darais, as we'll see, we do not count him as a definite vadai 13-year-old mature adult. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah really tells us in Sivkot and Chav Zayin. He writes, Damrin, we can assume that once a child has reached 13 years of age, Mistama probably kvar hevi shtei saros. He probably has physiological maturity with the two pubic hairs. Vein tzorach bedikar achazen. We don't have to check further about this. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avol im bedaku, if they did check him, v'nim tzoshein bo shtei saros, lo mitzarfino leil zimun. Once you know that he doesn't have the physiological maturity, you can't rely upon this robe that says that most 13-year-olds have physiological maturity. If you know that he doesn't, and the Mishnah Berurah therefore brings down, you can count him for zimun in this situation. However, the issue foot number 20 brings down that we've learned previously in Simen Nun Hei that midrabanon mekilin afim lo nimtzu shtei saros, that one can be mekel even if he doesn't have the two saros in this situation, and we can say a presumption that he did have the saros and they fell off. And that was the opinion previously of the Magen Avraham, and he's left here with a tzarech ion cut and a little bit of a dochak that in Simen Nun Hei we say we can count the child who has chronological but not physiological, and we checked maturity and he doesn't have it, we can assume that the hairs fell off. But here we say that you can't assume that. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chol elu hadeos, all of these opinions over here, hu rak le'inyon seiruf, this is only to say, can he be the third one? Shia mitztarf l'shlosh v'asar, to be the third one or to be the tenth one. However, avo shia hu amazame, but he should be the one that leads the benching. V'yotzi acherim bebirchas amazon, l'kuli yama eno motzi ad shia ben yudgim moshon v'yom echad, then we don't let him lead the benching as the person who is mezamein, because unless we know that he's 13 years old, v'yodua shevi shtei saros, and he also as well has physiological maturity, he's technically only mechuyev midrabanan, als tchinuch, as a child still technically, and birchas hamazon humin haTorah, and since benching is a din daraisa, especially the people that ate to satiety, as is brought down in the Shar Tzion by the Chofetz Chaim in Os Yud Zayin, and therefore, b'shal Torah, for a din daraisa, ein somchen al chazokazu demistah mehevi. We don't rely upon this rove, this likelihood, that the child has, in fact, physiological maturity. I mentioned in the past that this is the din as well by many, that they won't allow a child to read Parsha Zohar, even though it's his bar mitzvah Parsha, because of this concern over here. However, the Mishnah Berurah does conclude, and he says, "Miyu im hamezamein eino omer kiyem nevarech." If, as is done nowadays, nobody's really being motzi anybody else in the benching, and all the person who's leading the mezamein, all he's doing is really saying the zimun and maybe the first bracha, but nobody's really being yotzei with the first bracha. So all he's saying is Rabbi Sain Varech, Yishem, Varech Shalachal Mishalo. So all he's saying is the Zimun part, the whole Birchas Hamazon, Mevarech Kolecha B'Yechad, Le'atzmo, Kimin Hagenu, and everybody is really saying their own benching, and nobody's really being yotzei with this person. So therefore, as we've already learned in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, Siv Zayin, so therefore, less Lanba, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah concludes, the Kivan Shuben Yud Gimel Shama, since the person is 13 years old, Samchinon Baze Ala Chazaka. We can in fact rely upon the Chazaka, because even if he doesn't have the Simonim and he's only Mechuyev in the Rabbanim, not a big deal, because according to most Poskim, as brought down in the Sharet Zion Os Yotes, the Zimun Lerov HaPoskim Hu Midi Rabbanon. And therefore, even if he's not Bar Mitzvah, truly, he's not a Gadol, it's not a big deal, because it's all Lechiyev Midi Rabbanon. However, as we pointed out previously, and you can see in Dirshu footnote number 22, the Chozon Ish disagreed with this, and he holds Savar Shezimun Hu Midi Araisa. And therefore, Akin Kosav Bishon Alochos, therefore it's written down in the Shon Alochos, She'ein Li Tein Leben Yud Gimel Lezamein Al Smacha Chazaka. He therefore holds Lemaisa that you don't give a 13-year-old boy, based upon this Chazaka that he probably has pubic hairs, to lead the benching. Based upon this further, the Stipler, the Chazon Ish's brother-in-law, writes in the Orchas Chat Rabbeinu, he wrote that his grandchild, Shalol Lezamein Besudas HaBar Mitzvah Shlo, not to go and lead the benching at his Sudas Bar Mitzvah. However, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and he brings down, like the Mishnah Berurah over here, Shekhen HaMinog Poshut Shechoson HaBar Mitzvah, a Bar Mitzvah boy, Mezamein Besudas HaBar Mitzvah Shlo, he does in fact go and lead the benching at his Bar Mitzvah. In fact, some say this is a way to demonstrate that he's no longer a child, now he's a Bar Mitzvah, and some would even have the custom that they would say, Baruch Shepetorani, Meon Shol Shozeh at the Suda of the Bar Mitzvah. And the Ksos HaShulchan brings down as well, the minhag is for the 13-year-old boy to bench the Zimun, to lead the Zimun, and the Kaf HaChaim says that this is also based upon the Zohar, Shemitzvah Litin Kol Shol Brach Lebno, Kedei Lechanecho B'Mitzvah, to especially to teach him to be Mechanechim in the Mitzvah of Zimun. The issue footnote number 90 brings down an interesting question, can he bench Zimun ala kos? It brings down from Rav Ozan Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi, Shebizmanenu, She'eno Motzi Acherim Birchas HaMazon. Nowadays, that nobody's really being motzi anybody else with the Birchas HaMazon. Everybody's saying the benching to themselves. Yochel Lezamin Balaylo Ala Kos. He would be allowed to go, in the night of his Bar Mitzvah, to go and make the benching Ala Kos. And he adds, Sheba Ofen Sha'acherim Lo Achlu Kidei Sviya V'chiyuvim Rak Midi Rabbanon. But, he says, that would only be true if everybody didn't eat to Satiri and everybody's only M'chiyuvim Midi Rabbanon. Then he could be motzi them even in Birchas HaMazon. Because here, in that situation, he's also chayiv midi rabbanon, they're only chayiv midi rabbanon, so he would even be able to be motzi them in the benching in that situation. Finally, the Ramah concludes over here, and he says, the Ramah paskins over here, and he says that one should not let a boy under the age of Bar Mitzvah be included in the three for the Zimun. Then, the Ramah adds, the Cheresh Vishote, a person who is a Cheresh. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Chaches explains, Mayri, we're talking here of the Cheresh Hamidaber Veino Shomer, a person who is able to speak, but he can't hear. A person who is deaf, but is able to speak. He's not mute. Because the Ilu, the Cheresh Gomer, if we're talking about a person who is both a person who can't speak and a person who can't hear, Cheresh Gomor, Kaimalon, we certainly know, Depotim, we call him Mitzvahs Kekotin. That person has no halachic status of being a Bar Das, and therefore he will be exempt from all the mitzvahs, just like a person who's under the age of Bar Mitzvah. Delav Bar Deyu, by definition, he doesn't have halachic Das. As we've already learned, Kedel B'Simen Nunhe Sivches, the Eino Mitzdarif. In this situation, a full Cheresh certainly cannot be Mitzdarif. So obviously, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Cheresh that we're talking about over here is a Cheresh who can speak, but he can't hear. What about the other way? V'acherish ha-shomea, one who can hear, v'eino medaber. So that, you have to look, ayin in the Prima Godim. And Dirshu footnote number 24 brings down the Prima Godim, who's mechalek bein zimun bi'asara, whether he can go and be included as one of the 10. In that situation, yes, he can, because the Shechina shora kol asar mi'yisrael, whether that person has the full capabilities or not. As opposed to Zimun Bishlosha, where the Prima Godim says, Yitochein She'eno Mitzdarif, he can't be included in that situation, and this is in fact the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch Harav as well, Shebishlosha Anias Hamiyot Makeves. You need to have all three people definitely being able to answer, and this person unfortunately can't answer. Ach Biasara, you don't have to technically answer, Ein Anias Hamiyot Makeves. So even if one of the 10 people doesn't answer, it doesn't matter for everybody else. However, Yomnom, Kishabil Adav, Ye Shloshim Izamnim. But if there are three people without him, then the Ksos HaShulchan says, certainly, Shemachuy Vlano Simom, he would have to answer to them. So the Rama said, v'cheirish and a shote, a person who's not a bardas, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavtes says, lo mayri b'shote gomer. We're not talking about a person who's an absolute lav bardas, an absolute ignoramus. The Zayin Mitzdar, because he also is certainly not included. There was never a chashash that he would be included. What type of a shote are we talking about? El she'enu chachum kol kach, kishar inshe. He's not as wise or as bright as all the other people. V'a'am machazikin osu l'shote, and people consider him to be a lav bardas, a person who doesn't really have good sense. So these two people, the Cheresh and the Shote, the Rama says, im chabnin umevinin, if they do have an understanding, able to have a kavan over here, and they understand what they're doing, mitzdar for the Zimun, then you can include them both in the minimal number of three people to be mitzdar for the Zimun. And this is so, afal pi she'ein ha-Cheresh shomea ha-brocha, and this is true, even though the Cheresh, by definition, we said, can't hear, but he can speak, so he responds, and this is fine, even though he did not hear the brocha of Zimun. This is brought down the name of the Mariel. Finally, we conclude with Simon Yud Aleph. The Mechaber says, Mishini duhu al aveira. If somebody was excommunicated because he did some sort of an aveira, a sin, ein mezamna lov. You can't include him in the tzibur of 3 or of 10 to be doing zimun or to say the shame of Hashem. The reason behind this, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Lamed brings down, this is true, bein l'shlosha, bein l'asara, shezehu losho nidui. Because that's what nidui means. That's what an excommunication means. Shemar chikin. You separate, you distance yourself. So by definition, he's not bound together with them. The whole idea of Zimun is the three are bound together. And therefore, this person, by definition, is separate. He's apart from them. And therefore, he can't count for the Zimun. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us to look in Ayin La'el, Simon Nunhei. We learned previously in the halachos of Shachris in Sif Yud Beis, in the Bir Halach over there. And the issue footnote number 27 brings down that we said over there, if the person was excommunicated by the rabbis, not because of a specific avera, because he acted improperly in regards to monetary matters, so then you could count them in this din of Zimun for 3 or for 10. However, if he was excommunicated because he was transgressing on rabbinical gezeros that they'd put on the tzibur, then you wouldn't be allowed to count such a person towards Zimun. This concludes Simon Kuf Tzadi Tes. And now we can begin Simon Reish. The 200th siman over here in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah. This siman will be discussing the din, if a person is din hamafsik kidei levarach. If you have some of the people want to bench and some of the people don't want to bench, who can force who, so to say, to be mezamein or not to be mezamein at that point in time. So the Mechaber starts off and he tells us, Sif Aleph, shalosh sha'achlu kiachot, you have three people eating together. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Aleph tells us, Rotsulomad, the Mechaber is telling us, She'eschilu lechol kiachot, all three of them ate together, that would be a zimun, v'gamru shnayim mehem tchila, and two of them finished ahead of the other one, and now the two want to go, v'rotsim levaruch b'chas ha-mazon, and they want to tell the third person, let's bench. The third person is having his doubles, he's having his second helping, and he says, I'm not ready to bench. So what's the din? So the Mechaber tells us, if you have these three people eating together, Echod mafsik al karcho leshnayim, that the two people who wish to force the third person to bench have the right to halachically do so. Va'ona imam birchas hazimun, and he must answer if they say we're going to now bench. So he is forced into answering, counting for the zimun with them, even though he is not done eating. And the Mechaber continues, this is true afilu l'rotzu l'hafsik, and even if he doesn't want to stop, he says I'm continuing to eat, I'm not stopping. Mizamnin olav, they're allowed to start. Rabosai nevarech. Even though he may not answer, bein one, whether he answers, bein eino one, kol shu o mecham. As long as he's there, he hasn't left, he's still there, so then they have the right to force him to go and answer to the Zimun, or even if he doesn't answer to the Zimun, it counts for them having fulfilled the mitzvah of Zimun. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, Rotsu lomar, the Mechaber is telling us over here, she'ein ha-dovur toilui b'ritzono. It's not up to him. He doesn't have a say in the matter. In Rotsu l'hafsik misudosu lanos, he can't be asked, do you want to stop? Do you not want to stop? I mean, it's nice if they do so, but he doesn't have the right to prevent them. Ela min hadin mechuyiv l'zeh, they can force this person against his wishes, against his expressed wishes, saying, no, I don't want to bench now. They can force him to do this. Why? Kivin shem rabin negdo. They're two against one. They're the majority. Ain't tzrichim l'hamtin alo. By the rules of the majority, they don't have to wait for him. If the majority of the people, i.e. if two of the three people at the table say we're ready to bench, the third person must bench at that point in time. Now, he doesn't technically have to bench. He just has to answer for the zimun. He can continue eating and then bench later on. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel explains, Rotsu lomar, and Mechaber is further telling us, Sha'af abikein heim yotzin yedei zimun. Even if he doesn't answer, he says, I'm not going to answer to you. So nevertheless, the other two people say, Rabbosai nevarech, and they bench bezimun, and they are Yotze. Kivan Shahu Omeid Sham, as long as he's standing there, I said he didn't run away, Bishomea, and he's listening to them. He puts his hands in his ears and says, I'm not listening, so that's a different story. But if he hears them, he's there, and he hears them, the Yachol Anos, and he has the physical ability to answer even though he does not, they are both, in fact, Yotze. Now, as I pointed out, he has to be there. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ulafuke kishyosel lechutz." If the guy physically leaves, ukidel b'simun kuvtzadidal sif beis. We've already discussed if he's not physically there, if he can't hear them, so then unfortunately the zimun is left. The Mishnah Berurah does add, however, "Umiyu hu bevada yino yotze." This person, this third person, who says, "I'm not answering," he certainly is not yotze, unless elim kain hivsik v'ono imoyim, unless he stops eating and he answers to their benching bezimun. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Abul Shnayim ein chayovim lahafsik liachod. But if two of them are not ready to stop eating, and one guy says, listen, I would like to bench right now, they don't have to listen to him. The majority again wins. They can say, no, we're not done eating. You can't leave yet and you can't bench yet. The Hilkach, and the Mechaber concludes, Ein chayov zimun chol achi yisratzu lahafsik liachod levarach. In this situation, unless the two of them agree that they'll stop and answer to the zimun of that one person, he has to wait until at least one other person is done, and then there are two of them willing to bench. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalit explains, Ein chiyuv zimun chol, halosho megumgum. It's a little bit of a funny language over here, it's a little bit mixed up language, kitzas, v'akavona. What the Mechaber is telling us is, the ein chayavim atal zamin imo echad, that these two people do not have to go and bench zimun with the one person, even though he's asked them to, if they choose not to. Dishufut number two brings down, Ochein, however, in echod hu avihem, if the one person who says I'd like to bench is their father, O Rabbim, or their Rebbe, shel hashnayim, for the Rebbe of these other two people, so then hevi ashari tshuva, the shari tshuva brings down in the name of the Birkei Yosef, that in that situation mechuyavim heim lahafsik avuro mipi kvodo, then they should stop what they're doing and bench for the one person, even though they're two and he's one, because he's their Rebbe or their father, and therefore I'll cover for that person, they should go and do what he wants. Uba'ofin shashnayim gomru lechol. If you have it the other way around, with two people finished, but the Rebbe or the father has not finished yet, Hagodah b'chokhma dayin b'emtza chiloso, in this situation, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Aleph is going to teach us, she'ena mechuyavim lahamtalo. They don't have to wait for him. They can say, we have to go, and we're going to start benching now. Please stop eating and answer for us. Again, of course, they have to do this in a b'chavadika way, but they don't have to wait for him. And the Mechaber concludes, and he says, v'im lo rotu lahafsik, v'zimen hu aleihem, if the two people say, we're not stopping, and the first guy says, Rabba Sain of Arach, Yishem Hashem of Arach, and he continues with the zimun, lo osa klum, it's absolutely worthless. V'im lo ratzu lahafsik, and indeed, if they don't stop, af hu eino rashay levarach v'lotzei slashuk, he's not allowed to leave. He can't say, well, I'm going to go on bench, I'm going to leave. He can't do that. Ashigmu ashnayim v'zamen aleihem, until the two finish eating, or at least one of them finishes eating, and they bench b'zimun, because the chiyuv of zimun was upon them. Shari kvar nischayev hu b'zimun, all three of them were obligated in zimun from the start. The hech yavarach below zimun, and how is he allowed to go and leave without benching zimun? So he's forced to stay until at least one of the two agrees to bench, and then they can bench b'zimun and force the third person, or if all three agree, they can all then bench. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Hey writes, Eino Rashoy, he's not allowed to leave. Has to wait for the other two. But the Bach is Cholek. HaBach Cholek, as the Bach disagrees, V'dayto de'in Chiyuv Zimun Chol, the Bach holds that the Chiyuv of Zimun doesn't start from the beginning of the meal, Ad She'igmu Gol HaShlosh Esu Dasam. It only begins when all three have finished eating. That's when the Chiyuv of benching, and therefore the Chiyuv of Zimun kicks in. And therefore, V'alkein Kodem Shagamru Rashnayim, therefore, before the two other people are ready to be benching, before they finished, Rashayho Echud Levarach Pepneatsu V'lotzes. According to the Bach, that one person can get up and go. V'atiko HaMogin Avram LaLocha, the Mogin Avram Paskins like this Bach. However, the Mishnah Berurah in the Chofetz Chaim in the Sharet Zion in Sivkot and Dalit tells us all who those Achronim are. Chol Kumalav, they all disagree. The Daitam Ke Shulchan Aruch, they passing it like the Shulchan Aruch. The Mikevan Sheschilu Lechol Biyachad. As soon as they all began their eating together, Chol Miyad Chova Zimun Aleihem, the Chiyuv of Zimun has encumbered upon all of them, and they can't leave. And the person who's finished first cannot go and bench. Miu, however, the Mishnah Berurah says, Imhoya Dover Nochutz, if he's under a pressing circumstance over here, Ma'od, very extenuating circumstance, Shanogel, Evsid Mamun Kodomer, he'll lose a lot of money or something like that. Evshar Shiesh Lahokel, Lahoechel, Lavarach, but Neatzmo, Kodom, Shagomer, Shnaim, Sudos of Lotzis. Then in that situation, maybe we could rely upon the Bach over here and say that he could leave. Even this situation, Apov and Zeh, Tovyose Shashnaim, Yisnagu, Bezel, if Nimishur Sadin, it'll be certainly preferable for these two people to stop their eating and bench with him, Vyafsiku, Misudosam, Vyazaman Aleim, they should go and bench with him rather than make him halachically do the less preferable thing, which is to bench by himself without Zimun. The issue footnote number 3 brings down, in regards to women, they certainly can be makel over here, like the Bach, and one can leave even though the other two aren't ready to bench. That concludes today's shir.